back to my guests. We are discussing women in the workplace, really. And I just wonder, according to research today, one in seven employers admit that they would be reluctant to hire a woman who they thought might start a family. And my guest, Godfrey Bloom, has said he feels it's more than that. Also, my guest, David Bell, earlier this morning, who's chairman of the Federation of Small Businesses, he said it would be probably more like one in four who would feel that way. In the studio with me is Gillian Rutter from Harold Wood, who heads up a lead trade association for scaffold towers in the country, Plasma, who we'd naturally feel that's a male-dominated industry, male-dominated business. We've spoken before about this, Gillian, and I think it's brilliant what you do, getting up scaffolds and all that. But looking at it, and Godfrey has suggested to do something that they may do in America, which would put a contract to men and women of any age, that, and sort of say to them, well, if you have a child, if you come into us and you're saying that you're not planning a child, but when you do have a child, if you do, then what would you have to do? Leave Godfrey? Would that be the thing?
No. You'd renegotiate the contract. You'd then say, right, OK. And I've been in this position as an employer. But what actually happens is... I agree with the National Federation of Small Business. They have the same figures, I think, that I have access to, and they believe it'd be one in four. So there's no question. We all agree there's a problem. We all agree there's a problem. And I have found over many years looking at this subject, what employers, small business employers, say to me is they would sooner employ a woman who's got older and whose children are perhaps 13 or 14, which is very much more easily managed within the family. They don't employ women, they tend to employ older women. But of course, small businesses want the dynamism of younger women in their business, and they're desperately keen to employ, but they're very frightened if it's a very small business. And you made the point, Sadie, and you're quite right, a much bigger business can cover. The big business can cover the situation. If you're a four-man or five-man business running a motel in York or a small retail shop, a bookshop or something, or a shoe shop, it isn't so easy to do that. And then you've got the whole concept of training, putting money into training, so on and so forth. Most employees aren't any use for at least a year because they're not in, they don't know the job. So we all want the same goal here. We all want the same end.
So we want the same end, Gillian.
In America, let's be able to sit down and have a deal. Let's have a deal between the employer and the employee. Let's get rid of politics. Let's get rid of dogma. Let two people sit down, two intelligent people sit down and work out the deal for themselves.
Well, like you and Gillian here, and Gillian, you're nodding at certain aspects of that. Can you see this coming in? I mean, at the moment, it's illegal to even ask, are you thinking of having children? And, that's right. But... we're looking at possibly 25% of small businesses actually thinking, no matter how good you are, I'm not going to employ you. And I'm not allowed to say it. I'm not allowed to ask you the question. Should we look at it, do you think?
Absolutely. I think it should. I think the actual stigma behind asking a woman or even a man, are you planning to have children? That's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, why can't you sit down and have a grown-up conversation and say things like that? And if you do, if they say, yes, I do plan to in, say, a year or 2 years' time, you can manoeuvre your business around that, can't you? You compensate for things like that. It could be the same if someone went off ill for a period of months. It's still the same thing. That's not planned, is it? I mean,
no.
At what point do you kind of write a contract for everything that could possibly happen? What ifs kind of thing.
What if? What if you get cancer?
Yeah, what if you're seriously and you need like 6 months off? It gets a bit... I don't know, where do you draw the line, really?
I mean, the worry with this, Godfrey, is that you will put off young people from having children.
Yeah, exactly. That's the worry.
That's the worry, isn't it, Godfrey?
No. No, it just gives you the flexibility of the contract and the relationship between the employer and employee. Now, for example, I was in this situation and I had a very senior employee and she decided to have children. I knew she would eventually. And what we did, we set up her computers at home and all the rest of it. She didn't have a form of maternity leave. She didn't get maternity pay. She got the full salary all the time because she could make it work from home with her computers. But that's all right in those circumstances.
Well, exactly. You can't do that when you're a scaffold. Older though, can you, Gillian?
No, not at all.
I can't work from home then.
This is the point, you see. It could be that she would. What do you do with a dental nurse or a receptionist who actually has to be physically be there? Look, we all agree that the current system isn't working. everybody agrees the current system isn't working, and it hasn't been working now for over 20 years, so it's failed. So now the Americans have tried something new, they've got something new on the block. Let's treat small businesses more differently, because we actually want young women in the workplace in small businesses. And the system we have at the moment, and I agree, it's probably one in four of people saying no young women for me. And it's women saying this. This is not some old fuddy-duddy old man saying this. This is other small businesses, most of which are run by women, saying this.
Well, we'd like to think that. Godfrey Bloom, thank you very much indeed. A libertarian.